From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House confirmed today that the budget surplus for the fiscal year ending next month will be far smaller than was projected just 4 months ago. The administration's budget office says the shrinking surplus is the result of the slumping economy and the big tax cut that the president pushed through Congress this year. And today, an array of unperturbed White House officials coolly predicted an economic turnaround next year and a return to growing surpluses. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
In April, the Office of Management and Budget said the surplus would top $280 billion. Now it says it will be just $158 billion, almost all of which is Social Security money that the administration has promised not to touch. Even with the decline, Budget Director Mitch Daniels says the news is good.
Surpluses on the order of $160 billion, despite an economy that has been weak now for over a year and in decline for that time. This is the second largest surplus in American history in the face of that weak economy, a phenomenon that should strike all Americans as very positive.
Democrats, however, say that the tax cut enacted this year means there is no more cushion in the budget, no room for error. Congressman John Spratt of South Carolina is the ranking Democrat on the House Budget Committee.
Mr. Bush tells us that he has the second largest surplus in history. When you back out the Social Security surplus, there is no surplus today. When you back out Medicare, as we think you should, the budget is in deficit to the tune of about $30 to $35 billion.
The White House predicts a larger budget surplus next year and each year for the next decade. Key to that is the belief that the nation's sluggish economy will bounce back with a robust 3.2% rate of growth next year, almost doubling this year's rate. The White House growth forecast is on the high side, but still within the range of projections put forth by private and university economists across the country. At Stanford, economist John Chauvin says the White House position is realistic, that the economy is ready for a big turnaround.
One reason 3.2% is not unreasonable is that in 2001, the Federal Reserve has been trying with all its might to stimulate the economy, and the fiscal policy has moved to a stimulative policy. After all, smaller surpluses or tiny deficits are good in terms of stimulating the economy.
But Saul Hymans, who does an annual economic forecast at the University of Michigan, calls the White House growth projections overly optimistic. He says another thing to consider is the troubled state of the stock market, which will mean less tax revenue from capital gains.
And so the stock market generated revenues are going to stay very depressed relative to a few years ago over the next year or two, so that you can't count on that. As a result, I think there's going to be a much slower growth of federal revenue than is implicit in what's in the OMB estimates.
Economists do agree on one thing, that as far as the economy goes, it makes no difference whether the budget is running a small surplus or a small deficit. Politically, however, it means a great deal. Democrats say the administration is irresponsible. They say it's relying on unrealistic economic projections to pay for current programs, plus promised increases for defense and education. The White House, meanwhile, says it's better to send the surplus to the people in the form of tax cuts and to have it where Congress might be tempted to spend it. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.